players that got unlucky last year. And we started at the top there as well. They had a very low BABIP, Corey. That was Todd Frazier. BABIP was 236 last season. Dude hit 40 bombs, 89 runs scored, 98 ribbies, 15 stolen bases. If I just told you that, you'd be like, holy crap, that's amazing. That's awesome. Problem was the average at 225, the OBP at 302.
So he should be getting, he should be in line for a bounce back, right?
Yes and no. I mean, he's a fly ball hitter, so his BABIP is not going to be like a three-something BABIP. That's going to be like an outlier for him for the most part. The things that he did last year was he sold out for power. You know, strikeouts went up, which, you know, that's understandable. He wants to hit more home runs. He did hit 40 home runs. But the things I looked at that popped off to me was his line drive percentage went down to just over 15%. And most importantly, his hard hit percentage was down to 31% as opposed to 37% the last year. So, I mean, he's hitting the home runs because he's almost hitting 50% fly balls. So pretty much almost half of his balls that are in play are fly balls. And the home run to fly ball percentage for him has always been pretty high. It's always been above like 15% for the most part. Do I see a bounce back? The average, a little. I'm not really buying a big average bounce back for him, but the power is real. The power is part of his game. The biggest question for him for fantasy is how many stolen bases is Todd Frazier going to get this year? And where is he going to wind up playing? Because Chicago will trade him at some point.
Those are all major questions for Todd Frazier. But my follow-up to that is, where are we drafting him? Because those questions are in the air. We're not going to necessarily know the answers to those questions by the time you're drafting, because people are drafting right now. So, given that he has 40 home run power, given that he steals, you know, steals double-digit bases here, given that the average is always low, we assume the BABIP goes up a little bit, where do we draft him? Because I feel like nobody wants him.
I kind of feel the same way, and it's a guy that I've been kind of... third base is just so deep. If you don't get, you know, in the first round, you're going to take one of those studs, and that's fine. But, I mean, there's guys like Alex Bregman, who should be... an up-and-coming young stud.
Yep.
And you got the Mikel Francos of the world, if you want to gamble on a Miguel Sano.
Got old school like Adrian Beltre.
Yeah, I mean, Adrian Beltre is just old man strength. The guy's built like Diesel.
He drank beer.
Yeah. And, I mean, you got Jake Lamb later on.
Who's I forgot about Jake Lamb, yeah.
Nick Castellanos, who was doing the breakout last year. Yeah. That got hurt. The kid in Oakland, Ryan Healy, a lot of people are very high on. I mean, we're just talking about this. A guy that I really loved coming into the season, but, you know, three DUIs. He's on the restricted list right now, was Jung Ho Kang. So, I mean, I don't know.
He need a chauffeur.
Jung Ho Kang doesn't need a chauffeur.
I mean, he's just not a guy that, I mean, in that range, I think he's like going top 80. I'm not really taking him there.
Corey. Can you get in? You're telling me this guy is going to bounce back. Are you going to get in on him?
Nah, you know what? No, I don't take Todd Frazier. I agree with Matt. The depth at third base is just so many more intriguing ways you can go. Now, listen, do you like the 40 home run upside? Yeah, of course. That's great right there. But you can mix and match and get that power and don't got to attach this batting average to it. So maybe the average does rebound a little bit. But I'm not going, you know, he's more of a constellation prize if you get caught looking, you know what I mean, trying to figure it out at third base. I think it's more intriguing.
But you could do worse consolation prizes than a dude that hit 40 bombs.
No, I feel what you're saying, Greg.
Well, I mean, would you take the gamble? Say he's at 80th overall.
Right.
Would you say want to wait 40 picks and take a gamble on a guy like Miguel Sano who could hit like 45, maybe even 50? I mean, that power is, he's got like light tower power.
Yeah, Sano has real power too, but he's not going to steal 15 bases.
That he's not. True. But, you know.
Greg makes a good point.
You're also getting him, say, in a 12-team, three and a half rounds later.
Sure. So, I mean, I'm mad on Miguel Sano. I also hate that he strikes out like 40% of the time. Yeah. So
that's no bueno.
Yeah, no, I'm mad on him. All right, Jose Bautista. A lot of people expect a bounce back from him because his BABIP last year was a very, very low, 255. The average set at 234, and he was injured much of the year. 22 home runs, 69 ribbies, 68 runs scored. He's out with something to prove, Matt, right? Like, that's the big story with Jose Bautista.
He walks a lot.
What?
He walks a lot.
Oh, yeah. He walks a lot, doesn't strike out very much. And so Jose Bautista, a lot of people expect a pretty big bounce back from. Are you buying the bounce back from Jose Bautista?
Yes, I just think Jose Bautista needs the plate appearances. That was the only reason last season he didn't hit 30 home runs. Not to just beat the dead horse, but he's got elite skills for a power hitter. Over 40% fly ball percentage, over 40% hard hit percentage. These are the things you want to look at. He's a guy that has a good eye. I mean, the walk percentage is pretty much at 17%. The strikeout percentage is at 20%. And one of the things I like is what you correctly said. Jose Bautista is pissed off. Bautista said before he wound up signing that deal with the Blue Jays, I'm not giving no hometown discount.
Yeah.
I want to get paid.
Want my money.
I took a lesser contract in the past. Jose Bautista wound up signing, the deal that he really didn't want to sign. So yeah. I think he's out to prove.
See, it was like Baltimore was interested, right? But they was like,
Baltimore is always a team that's interested but doesn't actually sign anybody.
But they was like, we can't
that's
bring
a good
him.
Point.
They was like, we can't bring him in here because the fans hate him.
They do.
Yeah, but that's so stupid. I mean, the Yankee fans hated Johnny Damon, and I don't care.
Johnny Damon is heartbreaking.
Whoever could be the Mets' arch nemesis. If Chipper Jones came to the Mets in his prime or something like that,
he'd have been all on board.
Yeah.
Bautista is a different cat, though, because, he liked to fight, and he talk a lot of trash, and
he got popped last year by Rougned Odor. That little man packed a punch.
He rocked him. Helmet flew off. Glasses.
But I think everybody likes Jose Bautista. He follows everybody back on Twitter, So he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he does do that on Twitter. Yeah. What's up with that? I sent him a DM. Oh, he's probably getting ready for the game.
Yeah.
Oh, he had the game was last night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right. Sorry. That's not Wakeham.
Yeah, he probably had the after party last night, too.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling better than I am.
Let's not wake him.
Carlos Santana right under Jose Bautista.
Our boy.
258 Babbitt last year, but many people thought it was like an unbelievable year for Carlos Santana, right? 34 home runs, 89 runs scored, 87 RBI. He doesn't strike out at all. The OBP was, tremendous, 366, as we expect from Carlos Santana. And the average was actually higher than we've seen in recent years, almost 260. And this is with having a top five worst BABIP in all of baseball. What do we expect of Carlos Santana?
He should be real good.
Just look at last year, he had a 258 BABIP, right?
Yep.
Look at the previous years, 261, 249, 301, 270. His career BABIP is
right
269.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what you got. Don't look at the league average. I know everybody likes to go there first. Look at a player who's got the years. Look at his career BABIP. But look at his, walk percentage to strikeouts. I mean, 14.4 to 14.4.
Yeah,
that is
exactly
damn good.
Like,
in OBP leagues, he is a stud. So, but once again, go back to the batted ball profile. He just profiles correctly. He's on a look. They got Edwin Encarnacion. He's on a really good team. And look, maybe people. I don't know why people. Even if he's giving you the 250 batting average and stuff like that, he does so many other things well. I don't think he's too overpriced. The first base position gets awful thin, awful fast. So he's a guy that after that first tier, guys like, after Hanley Ramirez. I mean, I'd probably have him close to Hanley anyway. So
I might take him over Hanley.
Yeah. I mean, in OBP league, he's, like I said, much more valuable.
Obviously. Corey, I know you're in on Carlos Santana as well. How in on him are you?
Yeah, I'm a Carlos Santana supporter. I like Mr. Santana. I liked him for a while now, and now I'm looking at his numbers a little bit deeper, and I'm seeing how good a player he really is. So I think he's in that 15 to 20 range at first base. So I can get on him. Like, the tier does drop. People are kind of scared about the batting average, and of course there's no speed, but everything else is right in line with what you want. Good team, so... Yeah, no. If you can get him as a corner, that's crazy.
Just quick, Santana around later than Eric Hosmer, and I want Santana.
Yeah.
Santana does more, and I don't even think it's close personally.